Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories.
Thanks for joining me on Special Edition. I'm Paula Degnan. This week, chiropractic care for bunions. Odyssey's Nikki Stone catches up with an area chiropractor about that and much more. We'll also find out about how retirement is changing and get advice on how to prepare for it. If migraines are a concern, we have some information that can help. The second annual Rhythm and Wine Festival to benefit Big Brothers and Sisters is coming up. We'll have your invitation. Starting us off, everyone here at Odyssey wishes you a very happy and safe 4th of July. And one way to celebrate safely is to enjoy fireworks displays done by the professionals. Odyssey's event director, Jill Wydra, has your invitation to the Scrantastic Spectacular. Jill is here, and she's got the information that everyone needs to know about a big celebration coming up. And the best part about, well, there's lots of best parts about it, Jill, but I think one of the best parts about it is it's safe when it comes to fireworks. Welcome. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's definitely safe. So this is actually going to be our 10th year doing this event. It's this fantastic spectacular, and it's crazy because I'm saying 10th year, but really the 10th year would have been 2020. We haven't had the event in about 3 years, so we're really, really looking forward to it. And it's a safe event for family. It's family friendly. We have lots of different things going on besides the fireworks. To start out, it's this fantastic spectacular. So it's spectacular. We have lots of different things going on. We have food trucks that are going to be set up all around Courthouse Square in Scranton. It's all taking place on Sunday, July 3rd. And everything starts around 4 o'clock and goes until after the fireworks are over, so probably a little bit after 10. But we have food trucks set up all around the Courthouse Square. We have some local craft vendors, local businesses that are just going to be setting up. And, of course, a great kids zone where we're going to have some bounce houses set up and some games for the kids and some face painting. The amazing Franco is going to be there, and he's going to be doing like a juggling act and just a lot of different stuff, you know, to bring the kids out and bring the families out.
And I guess we have to ask, is there a cost?
It is free. So no cost. You know, great community event, great way to get everybody together, especially after everything we've gone through for the past, 3 years now, almost, it seems. It's a free event. You can bring anybody you want, bring a chair if you want to, you know, take out a location to watch the fireworks. The Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic members from the brass and percussion section are going to be there, and they're going to be performing on the main stage at 8 o'clock, about a 90-minute set. Right after them, we'll have the fireworks that are going to be shot off from the Casey Garage. And it's a great fireworks event because the fireworks are actually choreographed to music on our stations. So you can listen on the stations if you can't make it there as well.
And there's also music from local bands. Is that true?
Correct. Yes, we have our side stage, and we have four local acts that are going to be on that, a couple solo artists, as well as a local band that's going to be performing. And you know, we're just trying to get the community, you know, out there to see these people. Some of these artists are people that have never really played in front of an audience before. So they're really excited, and They just want to get their music out there. They have albums that are coming out. I mean, they're local artists who have albums. I mean, who even knew?
Oh, that's nice, because again, you're not only providing all this great fun and family activity, but you're giving some local talent a boost, and I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Exactly. Yeah. Most of them are so excited. We have an opener. She's great. Her name is Emily Cooper. Never played anywhere before. She's very, very excited to be opening that side stage. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. Obviously our personalities from the radio stations will be on hand as well. We'll have some games going on at our tents and whatnot, and lots of fun things to do. So definitely something to do on a Sunday. It's a great time this year because it's a Sunday. People don't usually have work on Monday. It's 4th of July on Monday. So, you know, you can come out, enjoy, not have to worry about, you know, going back to the grind, hopefully, on Monday morning, and just have fun with the family.
Well, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you. You issue the invitation. Give us everything we need to know for the Scrantastic Spectacular.
All right. So Scrantastic Spectacular taking place on Sunday, July 3rd. Starts at 4 o'clock, and it's going to be all around the square, downtown Scranton. Lots of food vendors, games for the kids, bounce houses for the kids, local music, the Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and of course, fireworks taking place at 9:35. If you want any more details, feel free to head over to our website, and that is wearescrantastic.com. And we want to thank all the businesses that are helping make this event possible this year. Of course, all with Lackawanna County. The Lackawanna County Commissioners sponsor the event every year for the past, like I said, 10 years. And they really help make this possible. Scranton Tomorrow, definitely somebody that we constantly are working with to help make the event great. And our title sponsor this year is the Lehigh Valley Hospital, Dixon City. So again, we want to thank all of those partners for helping us make this event great. And we hope to see everyone there.
Thanks, Jill, and we certainly hope you'll join us in downtown Scranton for Lackawanna County's Scrantastic Spectacular. The second annual Rhythm and Wine Festival is coming up. It's to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. Executive Director Michelle Hamilton now joins us, and she has your invitation. Michelle, welcome. Nice to have you here, and you have a big event coming up. But first, maybe you can give our listeners just a little bit of the background, because we've all heard of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Maybe you can give us some of the details.
Oh, sure. So we're a nonprofit that serves youth ages 7 to 14 in a one-to-one mentoring relationship, and we provide a great support to youth who are in need of an extra support in their life. And we get volunteers throughout our 11 county service area to match up with those youth who are on the wait list. We have a lot of children on the wait list, so we're always looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, please give us a call. You know, we've got mentors that have been with their littles, we call them, for 10 years until they graduate high school. So it's a wonderful program. It shows great outcomes for our youth, you know, increased graduation rates to building self-confidence. It actually is even, you know, shows great outcomes for our volunteers. They say they love it as much as the littles do.
And when we're talking about volunteers, for someone who might have heard about the program or they're hearing it for the first time, what would they expect? Because again, you're dealing with children, so I'm assuming that they must have to go through a process.
No, yeah. So we do have a process. We have an application, an interview process. We provide an orientation, and we also provide a lot of training so they understand positive youth development, do those background checks and references, and make sure that our volunteers are ready and able to mentor a child. And our expectation is really for our mentors, we call them bigs, to spend at least 1 to 3 hours a week with their little and for at least 1 year. And we know that if you mentor a child for at least 1 year, the outcomes are much stronger than they would be if it was for less of a time. So we really expect that we have that year commitment from our volunteers.
And again, when we're talking about the program, it doesn't seem that a lot of people would be standoffish because you're dealing with children. So how do you set them up if they don't necessarily have a lot of experience with children, but they would like to be able to see this generation grow up and continue on?
Sure. So we have, like I mentioned, we do a lot of training. You know, we provide training to our volunteers before they get matched. We also make sure that we're matching our youth to our volunteers with a like-minded, you know, similar interests. So if there's one child that's really interested in baseball or sports, then we look at those volunteers who may have the same interests or science or any of those type of characteristics. And also we provide match support throughout the life of their relationship. So once per month, we have a program specialist that calls the big, calls the little, and talks to the family to make sure that the relationship is going well and that it's moving towards some of the goals that the littles have set and the parents have set for their youth. So handling any kind of concerns or making sure that they have resources. So that's one of the roles of our program specialist.
How do the children get involved?
So we do get referrals, self-referrals from parents. We get referrals from schools. You know, any youth serving organization that might, you know of a child that's in need, therapy, maybe they're going through therapy and that they think that might be a good extra support for the child. So many different ways.
And if you are thinking about getting involved, whether it is from referring a child or being a volunteer, how would they get in touch with you?
So we do have a website. Go to that website. It's www.bbbsnepa.org or give us a call, 570-824-8756. And one of our program specialists can help you. Like I mentioned earlier, we have 11 counties. So some of our staff are situated in different counties and we can direct you to the right program specialist.
You are indeed 11 counties. That covers a lot of area.
A lot of territory.
When we're talking about the kids again, what are the age groups? Because I know you mentioned staying with a child for a year. Is there a certain age that you're dealing with that they come into the program and can stay to the end of the program?
Actually, I mentioned before we were 7 to 14, but we actually just switched that from 6 to 16. So you can be enrolled between that age group up until you graduate high school. Once you're graduated, of course, you can still stay, and many do stay in touch, but we just, at that point, they've aged out of the program.
I know that it takes a lot of volunteers and, of course, a lot of donations and donors in order to keep all these programs going. And you have a big event coming up, a Rhythm and Wine Festival. You've got my attention. So, Michelle, give us the details.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, this is our second year for our Rhythm and Wine, and we're going to be at Moonlight Drive-In in West Wyoming from 12 to 4 on August 27th. Come join us. We've got prestigious wineries, cideries, breweries, and some wonderful food vendors for you to enjoy. We also have an award-winning band, Down by Five. They'll be coming in from the Scranton area. Then they are such a fun band to dance to. So they'll be there. And tickets are on sale. You can get them at our website. Go to bbbsnepa.org. Price is $40, and that gets you a tasting at all of the wineries or the cideries, and I'll give you a little bit of a hint of who they are. So we've got the Staggering Unicorn Winery, local Lucci Family Wine Cellars. We've got Stone Lake Winery. We've got cider, so Deep Roots Hard Cider will be there. Nomad Distilling, Case Quattro, Susquehanna Brewing, and Bartoli Winery. So we have, at this point, 8 wineries. We're still, I think we have one more coming in. I'm not confirmed yet. And then we've got so many great food vendors coming. So with your wine pairing, you'll have Keystone Farms cheese. We love French fries. Fondipity is a local food truck, and we've got Yogi's potato pancakes, Sugar Plum for, you know, some desserts, and Marinacci's. My favorite, the Fiamma Rosa pizza. It's an amazing pizza, and Pittston popcorn, and Notice the Hero King.
I can't believe you're going to make us wait until August 27th because my taste buds are going already. Do you need more?
We do need a few more of the wineries. We could use one or two, but we're set for the food trucks right now. And I think there's enough variety for everybody.
if it is that someone is listening of the wine variety and they mm-hmm. say, oh, listen to that, they need me there too, how can they find out about it?
Sure. Just give us a call at 570-824-8756. You can ask for Michelle Hamilton, and we'll get you all the paperwork. It is a $125 vendor fee that we ask. Again, this is a fundraiser, and you know all proceeds go to the program and the matching and our program specialist work that we do. And also we do engagement activities for our matches and children that are on our wait list. So the funds will go towards those activities.
What are they?
So we just went to Knoebels. We had families and their littles and the volunteers come together to Knoebels. We're going to Wilkes-Barre Scranton Rail Riders, so we provide tickets for that game. We've done things in the past that are just unique and fun, like goat yoga and just some fun fall things that we do and provide those opportunities for the matches to meet.
And again, I think people might be listening and say, well, wait a minute, they've been there and there, but I have this that I'd like to offer them. Again, is that a possibility?
Oh, of course. If anyone's listening and has a great outdoor or fun activity that we could partake in, please give us a call. We would love to entertain the ideas, and we're always looking for different fun activities that they can get out to.
Well, Michelle, you certainly have plenty to do, and we want to make sure that everybody comes because the Rhythm and Wine Festival sounds like it's going to be spectacular. So I'm going to turn the microphone back over to you. You can issue the official invitation.
Well, welcome to the second annual Rhythm and Wine event. Please give us a call or find us on our website and purchase your tickets for a great cause. Thank you so much.
Michelle Hamilton, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, with your invitation to their second annual Rhythm and Wine Festival. Now don't go away. Next, we're going to talk migraines and retiring on Special Edition. Welcome back to Special Edition. Retirement is changing and we'll get some advice. But first, it's Dawn Webster, Advanced Practice Clinician Director with MedExpress, with information on migraines.
Migraines are a recurring type of headache. So they have some standard typical symptoms that we look for. But in general, it is a severe pain that is throbbing or pulsating. And it's typically on one side of the head. Now it can alternate, but it's typically on one side each time. And then you also have other symptoms with migraines, like sensitivity to light, sensitivity to sound, and sometimes even nausea and vomiting.
What's the distinction between headache, migraine?
So there's multiple different types of headaches. The first type of headache that we're going to talk about is a primary headache. So this is truly a pain in the head that is not caused by something else. So this is your true run-of-the-mill headaches. And these can be migraines, but these can also be tension headaches. The pain that we get that kind of goes up the back of our neck and into the base of our head from, you know, stress or tension in your neck or poor posture or sleeping wrong. But then there's also other types of headaches, and those kind are called cluster headaches, or even there's also headaches that are caused by alcohol, especially red wine, or even certain foods. So there's multiple types of headaches, but the primary ones are the ones that are not caused by anything else.
And when we're talking about migraines, we hear the word trigger. What does that mean?
So triggers are essentially what causes that migraine. So different people have different triggers. So like I mentioned earlier, alcohol, especially red wine, that is a huge trigger for certain people. Other triggers can be sleep or lack of sleep, bad posture, stress especially. And those are all things that kind of tend to bring on or trigger the migraine.
Bad posture?
Yes. So bad posture, so essentially slumping your shoulders, not sitting up straight, bending your neck to look down at your desk or your keyboard, those can increase the tension in your neck, which essentially can lead to a headache or even a migraine.
What are some of the things that people can do maybe to, number one, avoid, and number two, when they get one, what to do about it?
To avoid migraines, you truly have to know your triggers. If you get them when you're stressed out, try to avoid stress. If you get them when you're not sleeping well, try to get a full 8 hours of sleep. Now, the reason they last so long is because there's multiple phases to migraines. So the first one is typically called a prodrome, and this is actually 24 hours before the migraine can start. And they're early symptoms, so they can be unexplained mood changes, they can be, you know, just kind of a feeling of unease. But typically, people know when they get that feeling that they are going to be getting a migraine. And then right before the migraine, there's the phase of aura. And typically with that, people will see flashing lights, bright lights. They can feel weak. They can feel dizzy. And this typically happens right before a migraine. Now, not everyone with migraines will get these symptoms, but the people that do get the very typical migraines do. And then finally, we have the actual headache itself. So migraines usually start gradually and then get worse. And then, like I said earlier, they are typically throbbing or pulsating on one side of the head. And then also you'll get the increased sensitivity to light or noise, nausea, sometimes vomiting, and then typically the pain worsens with activity. So most people that do get migraines feel best when they lay in a cool, dark, quiet room and just try to kind of get rid of all of those external factors that make things worse.
When do we go to the doctor?
Anytime you get a new headache, so you've never had a migraine before and you start getting all of these symptoms, that's concerning. It may be a new migraine, but until you actually get checked and get that diagnosis, if you get any of those symptoms, you do want to get checked out. Or if the headache is the worst headache you've ever had. So if you typically get migraines, but they go away when you lay in the cool, dark room, or you take your migraine medicine, but this time it's not working, or it seems different, that's when you need to get checked out.
Are they hereditary?
They can be, yes. Unfortunately, pretty common. About 12% of Americans do get migraines. They're definitely more common in women. Women are actually 3 times more likely to get them. And then people with migraines, most of them have family members that also have them. So they do think that there is a genetic component.
Anything else, Dawn, that maybe we've left out that you want everybody to know? Because this is a very popular topic.
Sure. So I guess what I'd like to keep everyone aware of is most headaches are harmless. However, if it is a new headache, the worst headache of your life, or you are having any new or unusual symptoms with that headache, you do want to get checked out.
Thanks, Dawn. Now Mona Mahajan is here. She's senior investment strategist at Edward Jones and tells us retirement is changing and she has some advice how to prepare. Mona, we're talking retirement. And the Longevity and New Journey of Retirement study is out. So what do we have to look for? Let's start with those who are not close to retiring.
It's a whole new world for retirees. And in fact, our study shows that 7 in 10 Americans now want to live to 100 years old. They want nearly 3 decades of retired life. And so one of the key findings is in order to achieve a kind of satisfied, thriving, retired life for nearly 3 decades, you need to start preparing early. What that means is not only from a financial perspective, and finances are a key part of retirement, but there's what we call 4 pillars of a healthy retirement. That includes health, family, making sure you're engaged with family socially, purpose, you know, unlocking your passions and finding a new purpose in retirement. And then, of course, the financial preparation. Now, to create this strong financial foundation, we do think you need to start to save early in life, but that means maximizing savings, you know, staying the course by staying out of debt, avoiding those early withdrawals from retirement accounts, and then really aspiring to find those purpose, remain active, remain engaged and connected. So we think there are a few pillars you focus on early on in your life, hopefully even decades before you think about retirement. And then as you get towards retirement, you can really look forward to a successful, thriving retired life.
All right. Sounds great. How do we put that into practice? Because again, you said as far as maximizing and not maxing out credit cards, sometimes life gets in the way and you kind of get a setback. So what do we do then?
Yeah, you know, I think generally the message of stay the course is one that resonates. This means that doesn't necessarily mean that every year you will max out your 401k and you will have, you know, the exact savings you want. But it does mean that if you have one of those years and life does get in the way, you don't completely abandon your focus on that end goal, which is achieving a healthy and thriving retirement. perhaps you take a year, maybe 2 years off, but then you re-navigate, make sure that you come back to the pillars that we talked about. And that is, savings is a huge part of it. You know, our studies show that if you started saving early, sometimes just 5 or 10 years earlier, makes a tremendous difference. That power of compounding really comes through. And not getting, you know, emotionally distracted either. You look at the markets today, for example, a lot of volatility, but oftentimes some of the volatility and market downturns lead to the best opportunities. So we say it's probably better to stay in the market than trying to time yourself in and out of the market. And then, of course, if there are ways that you can work with an advisor to make sure that you have a strategic financial plan in place to make sure you're aligned for your own goals. You know, every retiree will have a unique set of purpose and a unique set of goals, both financially and, you know, beyond the financial portion of it. So I think the core message there, try to stay the course to whatever extent you can. Try to seek the help you can to make sure you are on track.
And when we're talking about that, we're talking about, of course, employment. So especially for younger people, and by that I mean people in their late 20s, early 30s, they're getting into careers. Sometimes that comes into play, whether a company has a pension, whether a company matches your 401k, all that's important?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think for younger people in particular, when you do start a new job, asking those questions is important as well. You know, what does the company offer in terms of 401k? What percentage do they match? And oftentimes you'll get that rundown from HR when you do join a new firm. But also thinking about things like beyond 401k, can I put aside a bit of my earnings every month towards savings? And that savings generally tends to be put towards investments. And really, you know, the goal is to have your money work for you. You know, you may be working hard 9 to 5 or more every week, but you want your money to, you know, also go to work at a lot of these amazing companies that we see in the U.S. and globally. And so if you start investing early, you will grow with a lot of companies and you will really benefit from a lot of the innovation and productivity that we'll see in the years ahead.
And the retirees who are getting close to hoping to retire now, and maybe they didn't have that opportunity because back in the 70s, even the early 80s, pensions and 401ks really didn't exist very much unless you were in certain occupations. So for folks who are on that end of the spectrum, is there anything they can do?
Yeah, you know, we'd say generally for folks that are closer to retirement, of course, their portfolio will look a little different than the younger people who have years till retirement and can invest more aggressively, can invest with more speculative assets, for example. As you get closer to retirement, we do recommend shifting your portfolio mix more towards, you know, fixed income types of assets. And that could include both bonds and equities that are dividend yielding or more conservative and more value oriented. But generally, we don't want to see too much market volatility or take on too much risk as you're approaching retirement. Now, if you didn't have the opportunity to save for years, really, you know, what we are also finding in our study that nearly 60% of new retirees are hoping to work in some capacity too. So perhaps it's not a full-time position, perhaps it's a part-time position, perhaps you're getting project-type work, consulting-type work, but really having some income in a part-time manner can really help alleviate some of that anxiety as you're heading towards retirement. And so something to think about. You may reinvent yourself in some way. Maybe it's something different than what your traditional work life had been in the 30, 40 years prior. But certainly more and more retirees find it fulfilling to have some capacity of not only income, but keeping their mind and body active at work as well. So that's a great way to maintain your lifestyle.
And you might be starting out on something new. So that gives you even more impetus to get out there. And again, like you said, keep everything going. And when it comes to retirees, no matter what end of the spectrum they're on, a financial advisor is a very good idea. What about Social Security?
Yeah, absolutely. And both of those points you mentioned, a financial advisor, we think, can really just help you make sure you're on track, and especially through periods of market volatility where you may be inclined to make more emotionally driven investment decisions. Speaking to an advisor who has been through market cycles can really help you, one, make sure that your financial goals and your financial plan and what type of asset mix you're invested in is still on track. But also, they can just help you, you know, navigate some of the volatility. Your point on Social Security is also a great one. I think generally, one of the benefits of Social Security is that they do have cost of living adjustments. And so, as we're navigating a new inflationary environment, you do get some benefit from Social Security there as well. And of course, if you can, try not to take the early Social Security. That's something we recommend if it is feasible in your financial plan. That way you will maximize your Social Security benefits as well.
And while we're talking about all of this, you bring up so many good points, and I hope our listeners are thinking, wow, I'd like to learn more. Where can they do that?
Absolutely. You can go to www.edwardjones.com/new-retirement to read more about the study. And if you want to talk to somebody or connect with a financial advisor, we're happy to connect you using that site as well.
So I think, Mona, what you're saying, the bottom line is start early. And even though you might be later on, it's never too late.
That is a great summary. If you can start early, please do so. You'll benefit immensely. And if you're later in life, think about how you can reinvent yourself, not only in your finances, but perhaps in your career as well.
That's Mona Mahajan, Senior Investment Strategist at Edward Jones. Coming up, chiropractic care for bunions? We'll talk about it on Special Edition.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next on Special Edition, Odyssey's Nikki Stone recently caught up with area chiropractor Dr. Joe Leonardi. They're going to talk about chiropractic care that you may not be aware of.
With me, I have Joe Leonardi. He is a chiropractor from Kingston.
No, I'm up in Dixon City now.
When did you move, my friend?
I just started up with this group April.
Oh, so you're in a group now.
Yeah.
You're not on your own.
No, not on my own any longer.
What's the group that you're in?
Awaken Optimal Health.
Awaken Optimal Health. Very nice to know. I this is the first time I'm hearing about them.
If you go to my, I have a website that'll link to it. It's ridmypain.com.
We all know. Back pain, you know, neck pain, shoulder pain maybe, lower back, upper back, whatever. But what are the other things that you are treating that people might not think about to come to you for?
I'll tell you the most common one I get that people don't ever think of a chiropractor for. A few years ago, I found a research study, and I started implementing a treatment for bunions.
Bunions?
Bunions.
It works?
It works. I have treated about a dozen people, and to date, none of them had to have the surgery they were originally supposed to have. As far as I know, I haven't seen, I was out of practice for almost a year, so I don't know. I may have lost track with some of my former patients.
Would people actually come back and tell you, like, something didn't work?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, sometimes you know, I discharged them. They were feeling great.
How would you know the bunion part was actually working, though? You saw the progression?
Saw the progression, symptomatology reduced. That's the big thing, was symptomatology. Not always correcting the deformity that occurs with the bunion, but getting rid of the symptomatology. And patients
were
happy.
How do you work on that? Like, where do you start when you work on that?
Like I said, I had someone ask me about it because I had never done it. I'd been in at that time, I think I'd been in practice around 19 years, and someone had asked me. They had heard about it. And I'm going to be completely frank, I didn't. I never worked on one, never thought of working on a bunion. So I did some research, and I found a research study that had a very specific protocol. And I followed that protocol. It takes time. It definitely takes time, but the progression in the symptoms, a couple of the patients were able to wear shoes they were not able to wear previously. So it seemed to have worked very well. Again, the follow-up on it, when I started treating it, I would follow up with patients after discharge every 3 to 6 months, give them a call, how you doing, anything going on. Now, some of those patients were also coming in for wellness care or other issues, so I was able to track them. But the ones that I didn't, I called. And again, I got out of practice in Kingston roughly a year ago, and I was out of practice until just this past April. So I'm going to have to make a supposition, because we don't want to make an assumption. So I'll make a supposition that it had been fairly effective. If anything, it delayed the surgical procedure if the procedure became necessary.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting. But apparently this person who came to you had already done a little bit of research and saw that it could help.
Yes.
So bunions being the weirdest.
Yes.
The weirdest. But there are other things other than back, neck, shoulders, the obvious. Yeah. So sinuses?
Sinuses, I do. I have a nice sinus drainage technique I use on my patients, because I'll have them come in. They're coming in for other things. And they'll say, hey, by the way, my sinuses are a little stuffed. Put them on the table. I do this really nice drainage technique, and they get up. Sometimes they have to blow their nose a little bit, but they're clear when they leave.
So with allergy season, do you see?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Over the years, allergy season brings them in. Patients who may not have been in a while, they'll give me a call and just say, hey, I need that sinus thing you do. That's because they don't know what it's called. And just say, hey, come do that thing where you rub my head thing. And we come in, I do the sinus drainage massage. Sometimes it works. You know, people who have minor allergies may only need one or two treatments with it. More involved may need, you know, several more. It's very individualistic.
You know, people think crack. You know, you're a back cracker. Crack, crack. It's not all cracking.
No. And matter of fact, I have a slew of techniques, probably a good 5 or 6, that you don't hear a crack or a pop at all. Just different types of techniques, because not everybody wants to have that done. Oh, doc, please don't do that thing to my neck. I had somebody do it, and you know, I didn't like it, or for whatever reason. And I listen to the patient, and I have another way to treat the neck that doesn't involve that. Now, I'm not saying I don't do it, but I have other techniques that I can use.
I just cracked my neck when you said that. Just looking at you, it works.
See?
I think I needed that. Ooh. Is it the weather? Like, the rain affects the bones? And, like, we feel,
When there's a change in the atmospheric pressure, if you have problems with your joints, arthritis, disc injuries, whatever, they respond, they have a certain pressure normally, and they adapt to the pressure that's outside. If they've been damaged, that pressure, external pressure, can manifest itself in joint pain and aches.
So somebody said, why is it that a doctor will never tell you, try a chiropractor?
That is less prevalent. I'm not going to say it's no longer prevalent, but it's considerably less prevalent. I have medical doctors refer me patients from time to time. It's not as uncommon as it used to be.
It works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way I got into chiropractic, or first time as a chiropractor, I didn't go to chiropractic school for several years after I got out of the military, but I used to be a bodybuilder when I lived in Hawaii. And I was training, and at the gym was a chiropractor. And he had suggested me seeing him because he thought there was something out of alignment with the way I was doing deadlifts. And you know, at that time, you know, we didn't have chiropractors on base. He said, you know, you're a military person. I'll treat you for nothing. Come in and see me.
Nice.
And I had no problems, no symptoms. But he had found this deficit. And after, I think it was probably a month's worth of care, combined with training and making a few adjustments to the way I was doing deadlifts, ended up bringing my poundages, I think, well over 150 pounds from where I was lifting-wise.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it made a huge difference in my performance. So that's what my first experience with chiropractic wasn't back pain, wasn't neck pain, wasn't anything. It was just somebody stopping me at the gym saying, hey, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. This is a little out of whack. Your toes face this way. That's because your hip is out of line and I can help improve your performance. So that's how my first experience.
Amazing.
Yeah, nothing to do with pain.
Right. And that kind of inspired you to get into the field?
After I got out of the Navy, I bounced around a little bit.
Oh, wow. So somebody said, where did you go for a year? Why did you disappear?
My last group and I, we parted ways. Just one of those things. And I didn't know. I was kind of just doing different things. I was taking it easy. I'd had some money saved, and I just wanted to relax and, you know, not be in a grind. And then this group, Awaken, I had been familiar with the doctors who are the principals in it. And started chatting with them and went up and saw the facility. And it's a wonderful facility. Kind of reignited my passion to wanting to practice again. And I've been, you know, on cloud 10 ever since.
So you're glad to be back. So yeah. You were born to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Leonardi, he is with the Awaken
Optimal Health.
Awaken Optimal Health group out of Dixon City, talking chiropractic. But we're talking about the things that people might not think about all that often. Question, is there any help for hearing loss for no apparent reason? No wax? I think it's airflow thing because my ears pop a lot.
It would be unheard of in my mind. That doesn't mean it is impossible. The history of chiropractic, the first chiropractic adjustment by D.D. Palmer back in 1896 or 7, I believe. Yeah, wow. right before the turn of the century. Kind of coincided with the time x-rays were discovered. D.D. Palmer made an adjustment, and the hearing was restored. That's the story. Validity or not, I don't know. It makes for an interesting story. I've never had it happen in my time in practice, and I would be really reluctant to claim that an adjustment could help with hearing loss.
So you did another study, you said.
Well, not a study. This was my I'll never forget, Dr. Silver Stroni. She was my teacher up at New York Chiropractic College where I went, and I relayed this to her. I was when I first got into practice, I did a lot of public speaking engagements, and so I was asked to speak at a retirement facility up in Scranton. And you know, I asked what topic. They said, "Well, pick one." I'm thinking, okay, arthritis. You know, I mean, you know, as we get older, arthritis is unfortunately part of the aging process. So I'm sitting and I'm doing this presentation. And at the time, you know, one of my first ones. So I'm Dr. Leonardi. I was all very professional.
Oh, do I have to call you doctor? I'm sorry.
No, God, no. That was in those days. But I'm up there and it's, you know, I'm very professional. I'm giving this speech and I'm the authoritative figure. And this woman says to me, she raises her hand. She's in the front row. Very thin, older woman, missing part of her left leg. And she says, "I have terrible pain in my knee and my ankle. Is there anything you can do for it?" So I'm Dr. Leonardi. So I say, "Well, yeah, you know, your right knee is compensating more. I mean, if you're using your prosthetic, if you're hobbled around on it, if you're limping, it's going to cause pain in your right knee and your right ankle, even into your right foot." And she said, "Well, that's nice, but it's my left." And I looked down and I was no longer Dr. Leonardi. I said, "But you don't have a left leg." And she said, "Well, I know that." And so I got my bearings, and I said, that's phantom limb pain, sometimes the nerves, blah, blah, blah. And I went through an explanation why she may still be experiencing the pain. And she said, well, that's great. Is there anything you can do about it? Now, I've got maybe 100 people looking at me, and I just, and I can't do it on radio, of course, because, you know, you can't see, but I shrugged my shoulders and went, oh, no idea. So she comes into the office, and I evaluate her. And so I put her on her side, doing the standard side posture chiropractic manipulation. I have her left side. I said, well, this may stimulate the nerves. I don't know. And so I give her an adjustment, and there's a pop and the echo. And I'm like, oh, my God, I broke her.
You've never lost a patient, right?
No.
Just check in.
So she gets up, and she says, it's gone. And I'm like, okay. And I'm new to this. I have no experience, and, you know, I'm just good. Do you think it'll last? No clue. It did. It lasted about an hour. So then I had her come in a few times a week for several weeks, and then I slowly stepped her down in her care where the pain was gone. She was able to wear her prosthetic because the pain was so bad she couldn't wear her prosthetic.
Oh, wow.
And I'll never forget, I had left Avoca. That's where my first office was, and I'd opened up in Kingston, and I get a wedding invitation from her. She said, you changed my life, and it
wow.
Still by, still
oh,
gets me a little
yeah,
bit.
You're tearing me up.
Yeah. And I called up Dr. Silverstone. I said, what happened? She says, you broke the reflex arc, because what people don't understand, and I knew, you know, scientifically and from my education, that when you feel something, pain, it's first detected in the spinal cord before it goes to the brain. If you touch something hot, right, your hand is back here before you realize what you touched was hot.
Right.
That's the reflex arc in the cord that protects us. And her explanation, which made sense, was that I have reestablished this reflex arc by manipulating the back in this. And again, it was the only patient I ever did it with. She had really encouraged me to write a case study, and we all know how much I hate to write. But I don't like writing scientific stuff. And yeah. I like writing fiction. And I never got around to writing the case study. And now we're going back. I mean, this was my first year in practice, so 2007.
Wow.
So I never... I mean, I'm sorry, 1997.
I was going to say. I thought you were in practice longer than that.
Yeah, I'm old man.
Now, I want to talk about carpal tunnel.
Okay.
And help for carpal tunnel. Joined in the studio by Joe Leonardi, a chiropractor. Also, you're working with the Awaken Optimal Health people out of Dixon City now.
Yes.
All right. Big problem. Like, we spend way too much time on the computer anymore. I mean, yes. I did. Like, here I am at work. I didn't have to do this when I started in radio. I didn't have a computer here, a computer here, and I'm always looking at the computer. And then when I go home, I have to download my podcasts and upload my stuff, and I'm at the computer. And then I have to do research, and I'm at the computer. So there's going to be problems that come along with that, neck, back, posture problems. And I had postpartum carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one? And then after my daughter, and then after my son was born, it hasn't seemed to go away. Now, that was 17 years ago.
And it's still present.
And I went to the traditional doctors mm-hmm. about it, but I don't want their operation.
Right.
And I don't like wearing the wrist stuff. I'm not mm-hmm. good with that. And I haven't seen my chiropractor. Is there help for me?
Yes, there is.
Still, even after this long?
Yeah, it's just going to, I hate to say
will it. I ever be able to feel in my fingers again? They're numb.
Bo, if you're that far gone, it's possible. That's all I can tell you. I can't make a promise, but the longer you let something sit, the longer it takes for us to get it better, unfortunately.
So it's going
to
cost me more is what you're telling me.
Yeah. So,
okay.
But, you know, it depends, again, on how bad you want it. And it costs it. And I hate to say this, but it's a cost-benefit analysis for you. I have a technique where I do electric muscle stimulation over the carpal tunnel to help bring down I do ultrasound first. Then I do muscle stripping, myofascial work through the whole forearm. Then I actually manipulate the wrist joint, and then I do muscle stim following everything. And I've had success with it. Have I kept every single person I've treated from surgery? No. Have I helped every single patient that's walked in my door? No.
And if you said you did, you'd be a liar, right? But you haven't lost a patient.
That's, I haven't lost a patient.
That was the important thing. Are there really dangers in kayaking? Some people are scared of it because they're afraid. Like you said before, I thought they broke their back. Are there dangers?
Not really. There are risks with any type of manual medicine. However,
and any type of non-manual medicine.
Any type of medicine.
Which is probably greater.
But the thing with chiropractic care, as long as you're screened properly, you're examined properly, thorough examination to rule out any potential issues. I've never heard a patient, unless somebody calls in and says I did, that I'm aware of. So I would have to say it's a relatively safe procedure. As far as I know, every chiropractor is a corrective chiropractor. That's how our education is. That's the way they're taught. And that's our guiding philosophy, is to correct the problem, not just treat symptoms. I have three phases of care when I treat someone. I have an acute phase because I want to get them out of pain. Because let's face it, the reason you're coming to me is to get out of pain. And then I take the next phase through a corrective phase, which is different types of manipulation, different types of therapies. But then I do rehabilitative exercise to retrain the nervous system, to retrain the muscular system. And this isn't making you into Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything. It's just getting your body to maintain what has been done to it. And then we can do what's called supportive care later on, where you come in depending on your level of activity. I've had weightlifters and bodybuilders in as frequently as once a week, to other people maybe come in once every 4 to 7 to 8 weeks, depending on their needs, where we just make sure we keep the correction that has been done, support it.
So there are many things that chiropractic can help. Diet is a key for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And you are also specialize in diet.
Yep, I
you
do
have a
weight
book
loss.
Out.
I have two books out. I have one called Obesity Undone. The latest edition is the COVID edition, because I changed everything because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because my old routine was very much a gym-centered fitness program,
mm-hmm.
and I revamped it into a home-centered fitness program.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and then the other one is called Sometimes the BASTARD Returns, and that's Obesity Relapse, because I had gained weight back.
So where do I find these?
They're both on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, shortstoryscribe.com.
Thanks for listening to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.